Stop looking and start listening. Where am I going? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? I need to find myself. Really? What do you love to do? Do that. What are your talents? Try them all. And if you don't know what your talents are, try a bunch of different things. What moves you? What are you drawn towards? What makes you feel like you're making a contribution or accomplishing something personally, professionally, or on a philanthropic level? Do that, do that, do that. All the time we waste, and I'm going to point at myself about this because I have wasted so much precious time trying to discover myself, find myself, realize my purpose in life. And all that time I spent contemplating and analyzing what, I could have been out there trying things, doing things, meeting more people, and discovering all sorts of different avenues, ideas, and then tried anything and everything. Mind you, I did get out in the world. I have accomplished a lot of things. I've tried a lot of things, some successfully, some not successfully, but I still believe that I spent an inordinate amount of time overthinking about things. Are we afraid to find out what we're good at? Because it takes a lot of effort, time, blood, sweat, and tears, even when we're incredibly talented at something or several things, to actually make them tangible and a reality. Just because you're an incredible pianist doesn't mean you'll become a concert pianist if you want to, unless you do the work. Do you want to be a speaker? Speak whenever and wherever you can on whatever you'd like to speak about. Do you want to be a school teacher? Then go to school, study, train, and practice. Do you want to be a master meditation teacher? Well, I'll tell you, it's not about just taking a webinar online or in person for a week or a month, and then you have all the information and all the answers. It's practice, study, certify, teach for free, and get better and better and better over the years. Yes, years, not weeks, not months. You don't know where you're going or what you want to do? Then, as I said, try a lot of things instead of sitting at home with the what if, and what am I supposed to do, and where am I going, and how am I going to get there? Hit the road, backpack across Europe, hike, take salsa lessons, and stop rattling around in your brain. How can I say this with such passion and maybe authority? Because I did it all. And I've had this particular conversation with myself a few times until I fucking got it. I spent way too much time in my head analyzing, contemplating, and questioning. I also did spend a great amount of time doing and doing and doing. And in that doing and doing and doing, I found out what I was really good at, what I was exceptional at, what I was okay at, and what I stunk at. You know, and I also spent time sitting and sitting and sitting and meditating and waiting for the answer to just pop out of the universe when I could have been exploring and experiencing. Okay, I don't regret any of that meditation. I hope I don't, because I'm a master teacher. But in the long run, it never gave me the gigantic aha moments. I never really had an epiphany. I got more realizations while I was driving in my car or in the shower when I wasn't concentrating on the what, where, when, why, how, who. It's in there, whether you're young or older. And when you're young, you've got to experience life. When you're older, you're experiencing life too, but you do have some life experience under your belt. And still, overthinking is not going to give you the answers. It's going to give you the reinforcement to, yes, overthink. Now, get out there, try on a bunch of hats, wear a couple that you may never have thought of wearing because they're a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit unusual, or nobody else is wearing that hat. Then, try on a couple of hats that fit well, give you good sun coverage, and you feel great when you wear them.